Welcome to the Ask Drone You podcast, where it's all about answering your drone questions today so you can fly better, safer, and even get paid tomorrow. And now, your hosts. One is a man of few hairs, and the other likes to be called Rob Burdick and Paul Lincoln.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and you're listening to episode number 221. And as always, we thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us.
We definitely appreciate it. In episode 221, you know what that means, Rob?
No.
79 more chances for someone to win a free membership, which is worth, well, it's a year of memberships, so that's worth about $1,000.
Yeah, it is. That's actually a really cool contest. We're giving away a free business-ready DroneU membership, and we're going to do that via a drawing for the folks that send in questions up to number 300.
Yeah.
So it's only going to be about 80 people in the drawing, so your odds are going to be pretty good.
They're really good. They are very good. And as always, guys, we definitely appreciate your time. We appreciate your continued support. The reviews, the shares, the Instagram posts, it all, we really, really appreciate it. So thank you very much. Keep them coming. And don't forget, if you tag The Drone You on Instagram, we will post your photos to our pretty large community. We would love to help you out and get followers, and we just love to see the photos. We love the flight.
Yeah, on that note, I just have to send out a very special shout out to Trace, because he does some really cool stuff in terms of sharing Ask Drone You and Drone You, and I really appreciate it.
I do too. It was funny. I was actually talking to Trace just yesterday about that. So, and Trace, if you're listening, yesterday was Tuesday. So we're pre-recording these for over the Thanksgiving weekend. So just wanted to let you know. But Trace, we do appreciate it. And you know what? We're very, very happy to have you as a part of the DroneU community.
Absolutely.
It's funny. Vic went out to Charlotte. And this is what I love about our community. Our community hires each other. It's amazing. And he's like, hey, I need a spotter. And Trace is like, oh, yeah, let's meet up. Let's hang out. And I get a text from Vic. And he's like, Trace is cool. He's made it. And then Trace texts me and goes, hey, I hear I'm in the circle of trust now. And I said, well, do you know what happens once you're in the circle of trust? And he was like, no, what happens? Do I get to come to the DroneU training field? And I was like, oh no.
Uh-oh.
Once you're in the circle of trust, you never get out.
That's right.
And I was like, come on, you never see Meet the Parents?
Yeah, or the firm.
Anyway, I thought that was funny.
That's
cool.
Hope
you guys enter the circle sometime soon. But Rob, let's get into today's question. Everyone wants to know what's in today's question. This is actually a really good question asking about the future of drones. What do we expect to see? Can we use remotes from other drones for some drones? These are good questions. So listen in.
Hi guys, howdy, it's Martin from Montreal, Quebec. First of all, I want to thank you guys for sending me those Pora Pro filters this summer. I had a great time in the Greek islands on a sailboat, and I brought back some great footage. Here's my question. I'm flying a Phantom 2 and a Phantom 3, and I'm planning in 2016 to buy an Inspire 1. I was wondering if the RC from my Phantom 3 will be possible to pair it with like the Inspire, so I can use my RC from Phantom 3 as the cap for the camera operator with the Inspire 1. So and have you ever heard of a rumor of an Inspire 2 in 2016? Thank you, keep up the good work, and thanks, bye.
First of all, how jealous are you? Greek Isles?
I know.
Sailing?
Don't talk about it. Although, right, I mean, like, you know, if you would have gone this summer, that would have been a really good time to go, but I feel like now would not be a good time to go to the Greek Islands.
Just in terms of the turmoil in the world, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah,
I know. It's unfortunate, but yeah, that's true.
Did you hear that the Greeks actually sank a boat full of refugees because they were sick and tired of having them show up?
No.
Like they sank a boat full of people.
Oh, that's awful.
That's heartless.
That's beyond heartless. That's evil.
That's just sad.
Wow.
It's sad.
Okay, well,
but
let's not dwell on that.
Let's not dwell on the Greek islands right now. Sorry, I just wanted to downplay that.
Ouch.
So he's got a good question. Can you use a Phantom 3 remote with your Inspire 1? And the answer is...
No, unfortunately not.
No, you can't do it. So I don't recommend it anyway because you have a lot more control with the Inspire One remote and everything. His question, should we see or are we expecting to see an Inspire 2 in 2016? What do you think, Rob? Before I say what I've got on my mind, what do you think?
What you know? Well, I think I've seen some information that, yes, there is a second version coming out.
You know, let's look at the history. Let's look at the precedent set by DJI and then try to make an educated guess therein. Phantom 2 last year this time. You remember what happened, Rob?
They came out with the upgraded versions, I guess.
That's right.
The Pro.
The Phantom 2 version 2 mm-hmm. and then the Phantom 2 Vision Plus. And then in April at NAB, which is normally when it happens, we saw the Phantom 3.
Right.
So...
And then they came out with upgraded versions of the 3.
Exactly.
Right.
So what we're seeing now is the Inspire 1 version 2, which I think is mimicking the same path that the Phantom 2 took.
Right.
So if that's the case, do I expect to see a Inspire 2 when it comes to NAB next year? I think there's a good chance, a good possibility of it. If not, it'll definitely be the version 2 or the Inspire 1 Pro or the Inspire 2 Pro.
So any thoughts on what differences there might be? I don't know if there's any way to predict that or if you've heard anything.
I have heard some things. I hear that we're finally going to get an FPV camera so that the drone operator, so we can get truly dual control on the Inspire 1.
Cool.
So the operator has a video feed and the camera operator has a video feed. So you've got the pilot and the camera operator, two separate video feeds, which I think would be great. I hear we're getting bigger batteries.
Okay.
I don't know how that's going to happen, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, we're already having issues traveling with those batteries, right? The larger ones. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting.
Which is another reason why I love the X3 over the X5. I'm taking it more of a pilot's videography standpoint, not a photography standpoint. Is it a better sensor on the X5? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You get more dynamic range. Oh, yeah. Do you get a lot less flight time? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, there's pros and cons. And for me, image quality is not that important for the degrading of flight time.
Yeah, it's a matter of what you do. For example, Vic, it'd be very important to him.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, it really does depend on what you do.
Right.
You know, if you're doing inspections and cell towers, you're doing, some basic mapping, you're not going to need an X5.
Right.
So just not going to need it. So go ahead, Rob.
Well, I was just going to say, on that note, people that are doing mapping and those kinds of things, is that going to be available on the new Inspire 1?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure it'll take, time, just like, Drone Deploy took time to get to working with the Inspire 1. Pix4D took a little time to get to work with the Inspire 1. There's always that gap in time to get the SDK program working properly with the new vehicles. So, I will say though, I'm excited for the new Inspire, but I think a lot of people, just like the iPhone, some people get the 5, some people get the 5S, and then the people who get the 5S don't get the 6, they wait for the 6S.
Right.
That's kind of the philosophy I'm starting to take with DJI. So, if they come out with the Inspire 2 and there's not a significant difference, I'll probably wait. Keep my Inspire for a year, well pay for it and keep working and doing jobs. And then from there, just move on. Because here's the thing, you've got to have a plan on how often you're going to buy equipment.
Yeah, because you can't be buying $4,000 drones every year. I suppose
no.
You can.
Well, I'm sure you could, and a lot of people do. But some operators, it doesn't make sense. For other operators, it makes sense to have multiple of them. I mean, some of us have seen the video where, they're filming a Porsche commercial and the guy rams an Inspire 1 into a brand new Porsche. And he's like, I love these cheap 4K cameras. They're awesome.
Yeah. It's like, well, somebody that's used to flying $100,000 cameras.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But the thing is that, even on sets, those people don't own those cameras.
True.
Like, I've worked with Ari's. It was a $200,000 camera, but I don't own the camera.
Right.
So I don't know. There's a different level of respect, I think, when you rent something. So I don't know, just my
Indeed.
Opinion.
So let's go back a little bit, because one of the kind of the follow-up question to the first part of his question was, I think, if I heard it right, not only can I use the P3 controller with the Inspire 1, but can I use it to control, like, the camera?
No. No.
So I just want to make sure we cover all the bases.
Full no across the board.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's
it's
why
a full no.
Yeah. No. Okay. No. That I mean that's why I kind of didn't answer the second part because if you can't use the remote control, kind of sets.
Well, for example, the main control on the Inspire 1 obviously has the switch for the landing gear.
Correct.
The P3 doesn't.
Correct.
For obvious reasons, have that, but maybe you could use it for camera. But the answer is no.
The answer is no. I think we tried this one time actually to test it, and the answer was no. But you know, there is you can take an Inspire 1 remote and use it with a Phantom 3.
Oh, so you can go the other way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've heard of going the other way. I've heard of going the other way a lot. As far as the dual remote, no. And even I tried. In fact, I remember now. I tried to get the P3 remote to work with the Inspire 1 because I didn't want to pay. Because I paid the $600 for the second remote for the Inspire 1. So
right, okay. Trying to avoid that, save a few bucks.
I don't know why I didn't send that invoice in to DroneU.
I didn't even know you did that.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to pretend I still don't know that you did that.
Rob finding out about purchases at DroneU on the podcast. So CFO.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man, we like to keep it real around here, guys, and we hope you do, too. Definitely want to say special thanks to our sponsor, Go Professional Cases. Use the offer code DroneU15 to get 10% off of your case.
Indeed.
And thank you to the guys at DroneU, and we welcome you to become a DroneU member. We've got some exciting stuff coming up today in the webinar, so be sure to check out our webinar. You can go to our Facebook page and register for the webinar and check out all the cool stuff that we talked about. It's very engaging. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of. So
yeah, and I think we're kind of reeling it in a little bit might be one way to say it, and we're going to do a podcast. Not a podcast. My apologies. We're going to do a webinar today, this afternoon, for newbies. Guys that are new to drones.
New guys. Well, you know, if you know someone who just got a drone, send them to the webinar. It's free. They're not going to lose anything. If anything, they're going to save money by not crashing. So
absolutely.
Highly recommend if you know anyone who got a new drone, say, hey, check out the drone, you guys. They're doing a webinar today. If you just bought a drone, check it out. You might learn something that could save you some money.
Yeah, probably the easiest way to go do that, if you're hearing it on the podcast, is facebook.com/droneu. We'll have a link there to register.
Perfect. It'll be the pinned post too, so let's make sure we get Tim to pin that post. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask DroneU.
Thanks for listening to the Ask DroneU podcast. Submit your questions at www.askdroneu.com.